from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Terrence A. Austin, age 21 at the time of this interview.
If I could relive the great moments of my childhood with my parents, I would absolutely do so. If I had to do my whole entire childhood over again, I would do it the same exact way I did it, because I believe everything that happened up until today has put this person you see before you here today. High school was fun, but there were rough patches. If you don't take anything else seriously, take education seriously, which sounds cliche, but I did my whole entire 4 years over. I didn't notice how much my attendance record or that C or D that I got once or twice played a role into my acceptance into college. Aside from SAT scores and all that other jazz, I didn't notice how crucial that was and how it would follow me beyond that. I was bullied up until about my 7th grade, 8th grade year, and then I moved to Stowe Rocks, and surprisingly enough, when I got to McKees Rocks, the bullying stopped. And I was bullied because I'm very flamboyant. I was bullied because I had a switch in my walk and a slang in my talk. I was bullied because I was the black sheep of my brothers. All my brothers were jocks, and I decided to do extra credit for the art teacher after school and help her clean supplies. And I was bullied because I chose at an early age to be myself. As far as forgiving the people who hurt me, I had to reconcile with myself, and absolutely I had to forgive them for my own mental sanity. It would have prevented me from smiling every day if I carried that level of luggage with me. I was put out from my mother's house, and I officially became homeless. It was because I was in high school, and I started dating the first guy I ever dated. Word spreads like wildfire in high school, and my brother's told my mother, and my mother gave me this speech about it's a phase, and that lasted for a while. But then my brothers and the drugs and the alcohol and everything, from my twin brother on up, everybody in the household would walk around looking like zombies. And then I started getting physically abused by my brother, and when I told my mom and was looking for, you know, like that, I'm her youngest, I was looking for that like knight in shining armor. Instead of her doing that, I told her to choose me or him, and she said, I can't put my child out. So I said, I'll go. And as I walked out, she threw my bags behind me. The most stress-free and liberating time in my life is when I became homeless. I started really honing my skills and crafts at art, and then I met so many other artists who had similar stories. And all I wanted to do, even while I was still on the streets, all I wanted to do was get a new pair of Jordans or like get a car, get luxurious things that weren't necessities. But I recognized on the streets that's not what it was about. I had to save and get some education and get a house, and those were the important things. So those Jordans couldn't keep me warm at night, but a house can. When you change your standing in society, you change people's view. And I went from this homosexual male that evolved into, a young, articulate, strong, successful African-American male. And it's funny, when I became successful, how those other things that people viewed as negative started dropping off. The things homosexual dropped off, homeless dropped off. I've taken the complete opposite route of what people expected me to. If I didn't see the same struggles, or if I didn't see the same lows and highs, I wouldn't have the same appreciations as I do now. And I wouldn't see humans the way I see humans now. And I wouldn't smile as much now.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Trayvon Blair and Franklin Hudson Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.